The 2004 film Mean Girls is coming to Broadway next year, but critics are heaping praise on a new off-Broadway play. It is called Schoolgirls, or the African Mean Girls play, and NPR's Nurit Eisenman met the playwright.
Jocelyn Bio decided to become a playwright when, as an acting major at Ohio State University, she was having a hard time landing roles. She's dark-skinned, the U.S.-born daughter of immigrants from Ghana. Finally, she was offered the part of a cockroach.
That was the only play that they would pick for all of the artists of color who were in the program.
It wasn't even a solo role. This was going to be a chorus.
Yeah, I wasn't the lead cockroach. I'm like, how are you going to be part of the choral of roaches? Like, even my 19-year-old self understood how insulting that was.
So she set out to write her own material, nuanced, multidimensional roles for Black women. And from the start, she was drawn to stories about life in contemporary Africa, the life she'd come to know through her parents and through visits to Ghana. It wasn't easy getting her plays produced. On some of her early work,
I got a lot of notes and questions.
Like, how can you write about Africa and not mention famine or government corruption or civil wars? And
not that those stories are not true or accurate.
But for so many Africans, that's not the day-to-day reality. So for her new play, Schoolgirls, set in a school in Ghana, Bio decided to focus on a character she figured would have irresistible appeal, the mean girl. And when we first meet the queen bee in this play, she seems like just the kind of villain we love to hate. Here she is, played by Mamia Boafo, with her crew in the cafeteria, telling off a heavy girl for eating too much.
So, do you want to be fat, or fit and popular?
Yeah, choose your choice.
Popular. Good.
But then Bio goes deeper. She wants to explore the insecurity that's at the heart of girls' cruelty to each other.
Yeah, I mean, I took the idea and then I remixed it.
And for these girls, that insecurity has its roots in the corrosive legacy of colonialism. Because they're competing to meet an ideal of beauty and worth that's imported from the West, which means, by definition, they'll never measure up. It all comes to a head when a new American-born girl arrives from Ohio. The queen bee has met her match, largely because the new girl is half white, which puts her in the lead when a recruiter for the Miss Ghana pageant comes calling, looking for a girl with a more commercial look. Here's the headmistress pushing back.
So you are saying what exactly? That we are just looking for girls that fall on the other end of the African skin spectrum.
Bio says this plot twist was inspired by the real-life controversy that erupted back in 2011 when a very light-skinned Minnesota-born woman was chosen as Miss Ghana.
That was very fascinating to me, you know, that this standard that we uphold in Western culture has somehow infiltrated into African culture.
In desperation, the queen bee resorts to a dangerous measure, skin bleaching cream. Bio says she was drawing from personal experience on this one.
Yeah, a lot of women in our family, you know, and even at one point myself. We all had some sort of experience with skin bleaching at one point or another. It's a huge, what I would call, epidemic in many African countries.
And she points out that products meant to make a woman look more Western aren't limited to Africa. You see them in Asia and Latin America.
I think that was the hope, that we would start with this kind of insular group of girls in this lunchroom.
And by the end of the play, she says, suddenly we're dealing with a global issue. Nurit Eisenman, NPR News.
Schoolgirls, or the African Mean Girls play, is at the MCC Theater in New York City through the end of this month.